our brother learned very quickly today. I don't need to 清这个地方, 他自己清, huh?
Hello. 所以今天很快就请你好了。这个好一点。In
some places you don't have a good microphone.
我到过一些地方并没有很好的这个麦克风。有时候是30年的
microphone 还可以用哈。
Sometimes it's about 30 years the microphone can still be used.
But in some places like this here you have five or six, you don't know which one to use.
可是在这个地方呢，我们有5-6-7个麦克风，那你不晓得要用哪一个。
The problem with each time the microphone has switches in different places.
那问题是每一个麦克风呢，它的那个开关的点是在不同的地方。
So especially if your eyes are not so clear after you get old.
尤其是当你老了，眼花了。
You have to really.
那你就开始要很细心的去看看到底那开关的点在哪里。
How many people were here yesterday night?
请问这里昨天晚上有来参加的有多少人?
一半。 So for the other half, they have to know prophetically what this 孤儿信 is all about.
那些没来的呢，可能你就要自己去让神启示你了，什么叫做孤儿的心。
But we continue to preach about this 孤儿心 today.
那我今天要继续的跟你们谈孤儿的心态。
We did yesterday talk about 10 symptoms of the orphan heart condition.
昨天我们讲到孤儿的心态有10种。
But today, to this morning, I can only talk about one.
可是今天早上我只能够讲到一点。
One will take the whole sermon.
因为有一讲这一点呢，就要拿了整个的这个聚会了。
Because this is the most This is the most important one of all the 21 I'm saying.
因为这个是21个重点里面最重要的一点。
So this morning I want to talk about the 成就导向的心态。
今天早上我要讲到的就是你很就是说用你的成就来成为你的目标。
So the English call this the performance mindset.
就是你要用表现的导向来
So this number one clue that someone suffers from this orphan heart condition is one whereby in your life you keep striving, striving, striving.
那就是说你有这个孤儿的心态，那你有这个很在意表现的这一个思想的话，你会很挣扎，挣扎的要表现你自己。
So by striving, I mean a tendency to try to earn things in your life.
那因为你一直要表现了，你就会很挣扎的去要争取得着。
So for example, earning love.
就好，比如说你想要得着爱。
So you want to earn love, huh?
你要赚取别人对你的爱。
You want to earn acceptance.
你要赚取别人对你的接纳。
You want to earn through working tirelessly to perform well in many, many areas in your life.
那因为这样子呢，你在你生活上的每一个阶层呢，你都很挣扎的去 表现得最好， 希望能够得着爱。
Many, very often, as I said, it's not wrong for us as people to be hardworking people.
就如我说过的，就是我们基督徒，我们很殷勤、很勤劳，做一个勤劳的人是不是错的。So
for us to work hard is not wrong.
如果我们工作很勤劳也是没有错的。To
work hard for God is not wrong.
我们为神很努力的去工作、去服侍也没错的。But
when we talk about this striving in our life,
但是当我们讲到在我们生命里面的挣扎的时候，this
is a person who live a life who is unsure about other people's approval.
那这样子的人呢，他会常常很不清楚别人怎么看他，别人对他的想法。
So therefore, we seek to earn that approval to try to do well.
那就因为这样子呢，心中就会一直挣扎，要有这个把自己做得最好的这种导向。
In Taiwan, Taiwanese people like 得到100分, 哈。
台湾的孩子在读书的时候都很希望得着100分。
And then when they become adults, 100分, 哈。
当他成为 成年人的时候，他做事也要得一百分。
And then when children also 要得着一百分。
他有了小孩以后，小孩读书也要得着一百分。
不是，我说我们when we have children, we want to also get 100 marks.
我们照顾孩子。
By what? So last time someone asked me, said, 你有几个孩子啊？
有人问我说你有几个孩子？
我说两个。
I said I got two kids.
And then 他说男的女的。
And the person asked me, is it boy or girl?
我说一个男一个女的。
And I said I got one boy and one girl.
啊，他说哦，一百分哈。
And he said, oh, you got 100 marks.
So to many people, even having children is one whereby you count how much you have earned, how well you have done in your life.
所以对一些人的眼光和评价来说，包括你有孩子，生男生女都他都要看你是不是一百分。
So therefore, this is what we call this thing which is driven in our life is.According to how many marks we earn in our life.
所以无形中在你的生活的这个前进的当中你常常要赚取一百分。
So striving is another word for performance orientation.
那这个外表的这个导向呢就是说要把你做的最好的导向呢就是你有很多很多的挣扎。
So therefore, this is what many people develop, this is what we call 成就导向。
所以就有这样子的这个培养出这样子的成就导向的这性格。
And 成就导向 later on will develop what? It will develop what we call a perfectionist attitude.
那如果是你有这个成就导向的这个想法呢，你就会很有这个完美主义了。
So therefore, all these things are all tied up together: 成就导向、完美主义 ，and often hard condition.
那这个呢都是连接在一起的，你有成就导向，然后你会有这个完美主义，还有这个孤儿的心态都连接在一起。
And if you have this type of attitudes, it's very hard for someone to have an attitude of entering into God's rest.
如果这个人有这样子的心态的话，他会很难进入神的安息里头。
So, but the Bible so very often tells us we need to enter into God's rest, right?
很多次圣经都一直提醒我们要进入神的安息。
So sometimes we find that this is like a mountain in our life. We need to work hard, and then how can we enter into rest at the same time?
我们就会有这个矛盾，觉得说我们要很殷勤、很努力的去做，那同时又要进入那个安息。
So where does this performance mindset comes from?
那这个行出好的、最好的表现是从哪里来的呢
？So it can go as far as us not measuring up.To the achievement that our Father drives us to achieve.
这有可能呢是可以我们可以追溯到我们的父亲，他在我们小的时候没有看到我们，要求我们，我们没有达到父亲的要求所造成的。
So it could come from a sense of shame of not achieving what our Father has set for us in our life.
或者是在你的生命中父亲给你的一个父亲有对你的要求你没有达到所以你心中产生了羞愧而引起的
and therefore later on in your life you try to show others that you are good enough
那后来呢你就会用你自己的能力来表现出你是很好的很棒的
so even when your father is not around but that has developed into a habitual thing in your life
虽然你父亲已经不在你身边了但是你已经变成了一个习惯
So when we lack the unconditional affirmation and affection of a father,
如果我们缺乏了父亲给我们的肯定和父亲给我们的爱的话
we begin to believe the lie that we have to earn this love through tireless effort.
那我们就会错误地接受了魔鬼的欺骗，觉得说我们必须很努力的、很没有休息的来把自己做得最好。
Hard work, as I said, itself is not wrong.
刚我说过，我们勤劳是没有错的。
But the desire to succeed to the extent of working till we drop is a very negative thing.
但是如果我们说我们必须要很尽力的去追求成就完美的话，知道你整个人都已经垮下来了，那这是错的。
Because during those times you will never be a happy person, right?
因为在这个过程的当中，你绝对不会是一个很快乐的人。
Everything that you do, you felt is not good enough. You need to do better.
因为你每一次做每一件事情，你都会觉得你做得不够好，你都想再尽力做得更好。
So therefore, it can drive you to a point of exhaustion.
那这样子的心态呢，会使你来到一个很累、很没有能力的这个情况。
So if you are a student and you have this problem,
如果你是学生的话，你有这个问题。
And then every you do an assignment.
尤其是当你在做你的这个功课的时候，作业的时候。
And when you finish that assignment and you look at it, 还不够好。
当你做完了你的作业，你还是觉得不够好。
And then you want to redo the whole thing again.
然后你想把它再重做一遍。
两点钟、三点钟还不够好哈。
凌晨两点、三点做到这么晚，你都不觉得。
And then you can't help it, but you have to hand in the assignment next day.
可是你没办法，时间已经到了，第二天你必须要交你的这个作业。
So when you hand it in at the, and you still feel in within yourself this thing still not good enough.
那虽然你要交上这个作业，但是你心中还是对自己不满意。
And so this creates a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety within you too, right?
所以在你心中就会有很多的惧怕，有很多的忧虑。
So therefore, that many of us, this can lead to us burning out and causing us to go into a point of exhaustion in life.
那这样子的人的话呢，他会来到一个地步呢，就整个人都垮下来了，就是已经来到很累很累的这个地步了。
Yesterday, I talked about separation from a father's love too.
昨天我也讲到说，跟父亲隔离了这个爱。
So that separation can be caused by the father, or it could be caused by the child, or a combination of both.
那这个隔离呢，被爱隔离呢，可能是因为爸爸的原因，或者是孩子自己的原因。
But when this separation is there,
当这个隔离
it leads to a sense of worthlessness. I said about that too yesterday.
就如我昨天晚上说的，这个父亲跟孩子的隔离呢，就使到孩子呢心中没有这个安全感。
And it leads into a sense of worthlessness.
然后心中也没有这个价值感。
So this wound then opens the door to a lie the enemy speaks into our life.
那就这样子呢，有了一个破口，让魔鬼呢在你的心中里面来说话。
I have to work hard in order to earn the honor of my father.
那你就想说，我必须很努力、很努力的做的最好，来讨我的爸爸的喜欢。
I have to earn his affection.
我要讨好我的父亲，让他能够更多的爱我。
So people who believe these lies become what we call an approval addict.
那有这样子的人，他们相信魔鬼这样子的欺骗的话呢，他就变成是上瘾了，要讨好人。
So approval addicts are people addicted to the pleasure of other people's 赞美 and applause.
就是说，他很在意别人给他的赞扬，给他的赞美。
So, most of the time, then you will be people, you will be looking at the body language, you'll be looking at the facial expression, the words of what people say to see whether people approve of you or not.
那你跟人家说话的时候，你会很在意那个人的肢体语言，那个人所讲的话，或者那个人的动作怎么样，对你来说，你会觉得他是不是很欣赏你或者在意你。
Of course, there are many good things.That can come from someone who works very hard, right?
当然，如果一个人他很勤劳，他很认真的做事，当然会有好的成绩出来。
And this can be a positive thing.
也可以是一个很积极的一方面。
But it produces a very negative thing in our life too.
可是也可以成为一个消极的一面。
A downside, a dark side in people.
那这个消极方面是一个很黑暗的、很破坏性的。
That people who are成就导向 people are actually very hard to get along with.
那这个有成就导向的心态的人呢，是很难跟他相处的。
Hard to live with.
很难跟他相处在一起。
And so they, because they become very intolerant of other people, 没有成就的。
因为他对那些比较没有成就的人呢，就是心中没有这个忍耐包容。
They tend to put a much higher value in achievement rather than relationships.
他们会把成就呢看成比关系更加的重要。
So their sense of destiny, their sense of achievement is much more important than relationships and intimacy.
那对他们来说呢，他们会把成就呢看成是最重要的，超过关系的建立。
So therefore, this thingIt can become a very intolerable in relationship sometimes.
那这样子的话，会造成呢这个关系的建立方面呢，会有很多的这个影响。
People would find it very afraid to mix with such people.
那有些人就会觉得很难跟这样子的人相处。
Very hard to work for such people.
或者跟这样子的人来同工。
Very hard to have form a close relationship with such people.
甚至很难跟这样子的人来建立一个更深亲密的关系。
But the person who if 成就导向 will not understand this.
可是这个人有这样的问题的话呢，有成就导向，他就不会明白，不了解。
He will say, 这个是应该的哈。
他认为这是应该做的。
That is that we need to earn, we need to perform in life.
那这样子心态的人会觉得我必须要去赚取，我要努力的去做，赚取别人的这个欣赏。
So what happened when we become Christians with a 成就导向 mindset?
如果我们成为基督徒了，我们仍然有这个成就导向的心态，我们应该怎么办？
This does not just disappear when you become a Christian.
当你信了耶稣以后，这样子的心态不会一下子突然间就不见了。
It's not that when you say the sinner's prayer and this problem will disappear.
也不是在你那一天做了洁净祷告，信了耶稣以后，那个东西就不见了。
Because it has become a thinking pattern form in your life.
因为呢，这个心态呢，其实已经成为你思想上的，已经定型了。
It has become a behavior set in your life then.
也成为你生活上的一个习惯，已经定型在你的脑海里。
So if Christians can carry this 成就导向 and this mindset right into their life, right into their grave.
就是基督徒如果没有处理这一块的话呢，他会把这成就导向这个问题带到你的生命的最终点，甚至到你的坟墓去。
A lot of people carry this through and don't even really realize their problems.
很多人有这样子的问题，这样的心态，可是他都一点都不晓得。
So,Therefore, it's very hard for us to realize then what Christ is talking about when he talks about living life and abundant life.
所以对这样子的人来说呢，他会很不理解耶稣讲的要我们活出一个丰盛的生命的意思是什么。
Many people have different concepts. Many people have different definitions about what abundant life is all about.
很多人对这个耶稣讲的给我们的丰盛的生命的意思有很多不同的定义。
Some people think it's prosperity.
有些人认为呢是富足。
Some people think it is having well-behaved children.
或者有一些人认为丰盛的生命是你有很听话的孩子。
Some people think it's having many high degrees in their life.
那有一些人认为丰盛的生命就是你每一次考试考得最好的成绩。
So, to a 成就导向的 person, this abundant life is 很有成就在他们生命里面。But really, when Jesus talks, when you look at Jesus, Jesus doesn't kind of emphasize this kind of performance that much in his preaching pattern, right?
在耶稣的讲道的当中，你会发现到耶稣并没有在这里呢特别的赞赏这样子的这个成就导向的这个心态。
Indeed, this life and life more abundantly is one whereby we can really appreciate and enjoy the life that Christ gives us.
那有这个丰盛的生命，就是真正的懂得怎么样去感恩耶稣所给我们的生命。
But this 成就导向 will be a kind of a blockage in achieving that kind of abundant life.
那如果一个人有成就导向的心态的话呢，他就会这个心态会成为一个拦阻他去领受到耶稣给我们的丰盛的生命。
Because we will carry that strive right into ministry.
因为呢，我们会把那个挣扎带到我们的这个服事的当中。
We will carry that strive into our relationship with God.
我们也会把这个挣扎的这个灵带到我们跟上帝的关系。
We will carry that strive in to earn the love of God, the Father through performance.
那我们就会觉得说，要得到上帝的爱的话，我们就必须要去做，去赚取上帝疼爱我们。
Because this is what we call projection.
这就是我们的这个我们的估计是这样子。
So it is like we had a father whose love had to be earned through us doing things that he likes us to do.
那要得到父亲的爱的话呢，可能就按照着父亲的喜欢去做父亲喜欢的事。
And then we project that into our relationship with God.
那我们就把这样子的想法呢，也带到我们跟上帝建立关系。
And then, therefore, we consider that God is a master and we are his slaves.
那我们也会想到我们的上帝呢，他好像是我们的主人，我们是他的奴仆。
And a lot of people say, 这个是应该的哈。
有些人说这是应该的
啊，神是我的主人嘛，哈，所以我们是他的奴仆哈。 And so that you can have a kind of a theology built upon this concept.
不小心的话呢, 会有, 你会建, 啊, 你会形成有这样子的错误的这个神学观。
And this is 错误的神学观, because that kind of slave-driven lifestyle is not what God wants us in our life.
那这是不对的, 不正确的, 因为这不是神要我, 我们这样子以努力奴仆的心来看他。
This slave-driven theology robs us of our true identity in Christ.
那么这个奴仆的这个错误的神学观呢, 它会把我们原来的在基督里面的价值观拿走。
It's a very conflicting concept concerning us being adopted sons and daughters of the living God.
那他这个错误的神学观会影响是一个冲突, 使我们没办法去接受我们原来就是上帝的儿女。
So, 你是神的奴仆 or 上帝的儿女? This is something a lot of people struggle with, right?
所以有很多人呢, 他们有这个挣扎, 他们看自己好像是上帝的奴仆, 是奴隶, 或者是神的儿女。
So, which one is more important in our life? 做奴仆 or 做上帝的儿女? If we want to have a 奴仆 kind of mentality,
如果你有这个奴仆的这个, 想法呢,
we become like driven people.
我们就会好像是不断的在催逼人这样子。
And we also are person driven in our relationships there.
那我们也是一个在我们的关系上也是一个很紧张在催逼人建立这个关系。
And very often it's like you in your Christian life, and your Lord is at the back like an Egyptian master with his whip whipping you. Come on, let's get things done. Huh?
那你可能就会错误的理解你的上帝好像是那个埃及的这个法老王一样，他在背后拿着那个藤鞭，就是一直在旁边鞭你，在那边指责你，快点快点。啊，你要做好一点哈。
Is that the kind of lifestyle we as Christians want?
请问我们基督徒是不是要活在这样子的生活的光景中？
Or do we want an affectionate Heavenly Father?
或者是你希望能够跟这个天父爸爸有一个爱的关系？
Who loves you, who affirms you.
因为他爱你, 然后他接纳你, 他肯定你。
But because of this love deficit in our earthly father's relationship with us,
但是因为我们在我们地上的父亲, 跟我们, 我们缺乏了地上父亲的爱的关系。
Therefore, it spills over into our understanding of what the Heavenly Father is.
所以它就会影响到我们对我们的天父的这个爱的关系。
And that leads us into a kind of a religious performance base.
那我们就会错误地认为说, 来到天父的面前, 跟他建立关系, 是要做这个宗教的这些服饰。
And most of the time, when you talk to the Father, Heavenly Father,
很多时候你跟我们的天父爸爸说话的时候,
你会害怕吗? A lot of people would, because to them, the Heavenly Father is a very strict God.
那如果你的心态是这样子的话, 你的确是会害怕来到上帝的面前, 因为你把上帝看成是一个很严格的一个爸爸。
And a very strict God too.
你是一个很严格的神。
And your whole life will be full of fears of whether you have done wrong in life or not. Right?
那你会常常检查你自己有没有做错什么事。
Of course, we need to be reverent and we need to kind of respect God and love God, right?
当然我们需要敬畏神，我们要爱神。
But when it comes to fearing God to the extent whereby we always think whether I've done wrong or not all the time.
那如果你来到一个地步呢，你害怕神，是那种常常要问自己有没有做错什么，得罪了神。
You will be very hard to become a joyful son and daughter of God.
你会因为这样子呢，会变成呢，你没有那个喜乐，成为上帝的儿女。
When in the book of Hebrews, when it talks about us entering into God's rest.
所以当希伯来书里面讲到说，我们进入神的安息。
It talks about resting in our position as sons and daughters of the living God.
就说到说，进入神的安息呢，就是我们能够在神的面前站好我们做儿女的位置。
But if you try to earn your father's love or heavenly father's love all the time,
但如果你每一次想讨好你的天父， 那你要得着他的爱的话,
then when we become people which will be very, very difficult to enter into the rest of God.
那这样子的人就会觉得很困难，要进入神的安息。
One of the best example about a performance mindset person.
有一个最好的这个榜样，就是不好的这个例子了。讲到这个要用行为来讨好的这个例子
，is found in Luke chapter 15.
就是在路加福音第十五章
，where we have this famous parable about the prodigal son.
我们有这个浪子回头的比喻。
How many people here knows this story very well?
请问这里多少个人都知道这个故事？
Raise up your hand, huh?Most of your people here know this story very well.、Huh?
大部分的人都知道这个故事。
But I will give you a summary of this parable.
那我就要把这个比喻的这个总结告诉你。
This story tells of a father who have two sons.
这个故事说到一个爸爸有两个儿子。
The younger son rebelled against God, against the father.
最小的儿子呢，他就背叛了爸爸。
He asked for his share of his inheritance.
他要求爸爸把他应当得的这个财物给他。
Remember, in the Jewish tradition, if you ask your father who is still alive for inheritance, it's a very appalling insult.
在犹太人的这个他们的文化和风俗里面呢，如果儿子呢在父亲还没死的时候就要求要财产的话，这是一个很大的讽刺。
But this father was very gracious.
可是这个爸爸却是很有恩典的，很恩慈的。
He agrees to his son's shameful request.
虽然这个儿子提出这么羞愧的要求，爸爸还是答应了他。
And so this boy leaves home and squandered away his father's fortune.
那这个儿子呢，他就拿了爸爸的财产呢，他就去花尽了所有的财产。
Eventually, his money ran out. He hasn't even enough to eat.
那他把这个钱财都花完了，到一个地步呢，他都没钱吃饭了。
And he does not know anything to do anything either. So he was look for a job to look after the pigs.
那他也因为从来都没有工作，所以他根本没有工作的经验，结果就去帮人家看猪。
In the Jewish culture, again, this is the worst and the lowest of all jobs.
那在犹太人的这个文化和风俗里面呢，这个看猪的这份工作是非常非常低的。
Because pigs are unclean animals to the Jews.
因为对犹太人来说，猪呢是很不洁净的动物。
So he was looking after unclean animals in an unclean person's house because a Gentile is also considered unclean.
也就是说，他在一个外邦人，就外邦人是属于不洁净的人，外邦人的家里面做不洁净的工作，雇不洁净的动物。
最低最低最低哈。
是非常低贱的工作。
So he has what we call in English hit rock bottom in his life.
也就是说他来到了这个低谷了。
So in his pit of degradation, he came to his senses.
那就在这样子的光景中，他突然间醒悟过来。
And he experienced an awakening.
就是说他灵里面被苏醒了。
Many of us become Christians in our awakening at our deepest, lowest portion of our life, don't we?
你知道吗？基督徒们，有时候我们在我们碰到难处的时候，那个时候呢，就是我们开始苏醒的时候。
So he awakened to think that to be a slave in his father's estate is better than looking after pigs there.
当他在醒过来的时候，他就想到说，如果我成为我爸爸的雇工呢，会好过我在这个养这些猪群。
So therefore he made a plan of how to face his father.
所以他就开始计划要怎么样的来面对他的爸爸。
So in verse 18 and 19,
然后第十八节和十九节
he said, I will arise and go to my father.
他说我要起来到我父亲那里去。
And said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before them.
然后向我父亲说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。
So he got his strategy worked out, how to go home and face his father.
他已经计划了要怎么样回家去见他的爸爸。
So he begins the long journey home.
他就开始走这个很长的路回家。
And when his father sees him from far away,
当他爸爸从远远的地方看到他的时候，
he ran out and embraced and forgive him.
爸爸就跑去迎接他，然后就原谅了他。
His father was every day waiting for him to come home.
这爸爸每一天都在那边等着他回来。
So much of 恩典 ，so much of mercy。
爸爸是很怜悯他，很恩待他。
你知道你的天父是这样的吗
？Do you know your father, heavenly father is like that?
It's not the strict person who waits in heaven with a whip and a hammer. Whenever you go wrong, pack hit you, huh?
你的天父爸爸是很爱你的，他不会拿着锤子，当你一做错事就把你锤了一下，或者打了你一下。
This heavenly Father is full of mercy and grace.
这天父爸爸是充满着恩典，充满着慈爱。
And he didn't even allow this boy to use his strategy plan to be accepted as a servant.
本来这个浪子呢，这个儿子呢，他已经有他的计划，可是他的计划根本不需要用上了。
Write this down, huh?
请你写下来。
Our heavenly Father,
我们的天父爸爸
wants a son or a daughter, not a slave.
他要我们成为他的儿子、女儿，不是要我们成为他的奴仆。
Because this son wants to go back and return as a hired servant and a slave.
因为这个儿子他有错误的心态，他觉得他要回去爸爸那里呢，是要成为一个更就是说比较大的一个仆人。
So I tell you, if you know this, it can change your life.
我相信如果你知道这个重点，你生命会得到改变。
God wants you to be His son or daughter, not a slave.
因为神要你成为他的儿子、他的女儿，不是做他的奴仆。
So even when you fall away from God,
甚至包括你曾经是跟随主的，然后你离开了神。
He does not cause you to want you to do many, 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 many good things before He accepts you again.
他并没有要求你要做了很多很多的好事，然后他才接纳你。
All He wants you to do is 悔改。
他所要你做的就是在他面前来悔改。
And He will accept you back.
他会再一次的接纳你。
He will reinstate you back as his son or his daughter.
他会再一次接纳你，是他的儿子，是他的女儿。
So the son was reinstated, and the father sets out a big celebration for his homecoming party.
所以这个浪子回家了，那爸爸就接纳他，成为他的儿子，家中就开始有了大的这个很欢乐的这个 party.
And then this story ends happily ever after.
后来呢，这故事就很开心、很完美的结束了，
对吗？
是不是？
不是哈 ，because at this point in this story, another character emerged.
因为在这个故事里面有另外一个角色出来了
，and he is the elder son.
就是那个大儿子。
This elder son in Jewish culture should stood up for the father when the younger son insulted his father and asked for his inheritance.
身为这个大儿子呢，在犹太人的这个习俗里面呢，他应该起来替爸爸说话。当这个弟弟对爸爸不尊敬的时候，他应该说几句话。
但是他没有哦。He didn't find it in this story.
可是在这故事里面却没有发现到大儿子这么做。
This elder brother appears in this story only at the moment of the younger son return.
这个大儿子他什么时候出现呢？就当这个小儿子回来的时候才出现。
And when we read verses 25 to 32,
所以当我们读到第25节
to 32,
到32节的时候
then we realize what this elder brother, how his character is.
我们就开始发现到这个大儿子的他的品行应该是怎么样的。
He is really a very sad and bitter person.
我发觉到他是一个很悲伤、很苦读的一个人。
He doesn't stand up for his father.
他不但没有为爸爸来说话。
And he's also a very, very angry person.
他也是一个充满愤怒的人。
Why does Jesus include this elder brother in this story?
为什么耶稣要把这个大儿子的这个整个情况加在这故事里面呢？
It has to do with the two groups of people who were listening to this parable.
因为呢，耶稣是在跟这些会众们说话，然后要这会众里面有两种人。
You found them in Luke chapter 15.
你可以在路加十五章
verses 1 and 2.
从第一节、第二节就发现到。
You find two groups of people were listening to Jesus' parable.
因为这里有两个群众在听耶稣讲这个比喻。
In verse 1.
在第一节
It says all the publicans and sinners were there to hear him.
他说到呢，在那个时候有很多的税吏和罪人都在听耶稣讲道。
So, who do you think Jesus wants them to hear concerning these two sons?
那我请问你，耶稣希望这些税吏和罪人听到这两个儿子哪一个儿子的这个故事？
啊，小儿子哈。And then the second group of people.
还有另外第二种
Verse
第二种的人，第二节。
It says the Pharisees and the scribes there.
是对那些法利赛人和文士说的。
啊，Who do you think Jesus wants them to hear which brother, which of his son?
法利赛人和文士呢，耶稣要跟他们讲的是以哪一个儿子的身份跟他们说？
啊，大儿子哈。
大儿子啊。
So you see how Jesus cleverly put this story together, and so that both groups of people were met in hearing them.
所以耶稣把这两个儿子的这个故事加在里头，就是要对这两组不同的人说话。
你觉得你是大儿子、小儿子 ？So sometimes we read this story, we say, "I'm no longer a sinner. I'm saved, born again." This whole story is for sinners.
那可能你看到这个故事，你常常会说：“哦，我不再是罪人了。”这整个故事是讲罪人的。
I tell you, after we become a Christian, we need to look at ourselves and say.我是大儿子吗？
我们应该信了耶稣以后，我们应该问自己说，我们有没有这个大儿子的心态
？And when you backslide, 我是小儿子吗？
如果你离开了神，那你要问自己是不是小儿子
？I tell you this story is not just for non-Christians; it's very much appropriate for us as Christians too.
我告诉你哦，这个故事不是单单只是对不信主的人说，其实也对我们基督徒说的。
So here.The Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
这个法利赛人和文士
They are not people who just walk around the whole countryside looking at Jesus and just criticizing him.
他们呢不是只是跟着耶稣在那个乡村各村去走的时候在那边批评耶稣的
They are very well versed in the scriptures.
这些人呢是对圣经对经文呢非常的清楚的
And they are people who followSupposed to follow the law to the letter.
然后呢，这些人也是很根据律法的，遵守律法的。
And so when they see Jesus welcoming all these sinners to eat with them, with him,
所以当他看到耶稣邀跟这些罪人一同坐席的时候
，they just cannot comprehend what Jesus was doing.
对他们来说，他们想不通为什么耶稣会这么做。
Eating with someone who is a sinner.Eating with someone means it's a sign that you welcome and want to be his friend.
因为当你跟一个人一起吃饭的时候，就是说你跟那个人是朋友，你要成为那个人的朋友。
啊，好像中国人一样哈。When we go and together, when we eat with someone, it's a sign of a beginning of a friendship. Sometimes, right?
对我们中国人来说，我们一起吃饭的时候就是一个很好的开始，就是那个建立那个关系。
But I tell you, Jesus, he sends out a very strong signal about who God the Father is when he decides to eat with these sinners, right?
所以在这里，我们看到耶稣呢，他跟这些人一起吃饭，他已经发出了一个信息，就是说他要跟谁做朋友。
And also, he is trying to tell us how and who the fatherhood of God is.
那也告诉我们呢，这个天父他到底是谁
？So therefore, in this prodigal son story, of course, this father portrays the fatherhood of God.
当然，在这个浪子的回头看到了父亲的这个爱。
It's a symbol. The father in this story is a symbol of the perfect father, our Father in heaven.
那在这里已经表露出了一个完美的天父的爱。
So they tell us that God is a loving father.
那就告诉了我们，天父爸爸呢是慈爱的。
Write down the second point now.
请你写下第二点。
第一是什么？
第一点是什么呢
？God wants
神要我们成为他的儿子女儿。
不是什么？
不是什么？
奴仆。Second one.God is a loving father.
第二，神是慈爱的神。
Who believes in inclusion, not exclusion.
他是慈爱的爸爸，他是把我们涌进来，而不是把我们挤出去的。
This is also a very important point.
这是一个很重要的一点。
When we become religious,
当我们变成比较属于宗教性的，
then we end up excluding people from the kingdom of God instead of including them.
我们呢没有把人加进神的国里面，反而把人挤出去，或者是把他们隔离了。
This true story about Mahatma Gandhi.
有一个故事讲到这个Mahatma Gandhi 的故事。
在印度你知道哈 Mahatma Gandhi, he is the one who changed the whole of India, right?
他呢是整个的改变了印度这个国家。
So he is like this person in South Africa who recently died, 他什么名？
在这个南非洲。
Mandela 一样啊。Mandela equals Africa, 哈。
讲到
Gandhi equals India。
当我们讲到甘地的时候呢，就知道是印度；讲到 Mandela 的时候，我们就知道是讲到南非这个国家。
Because both of them bring independence to the country and bring the end to colonization.
因为他们这两个人呢，都把这个自由带进他们的国家，除去了受别国的控制。
So there was this story about Gandhi. He was actually very interested in Christianity, you know.
那这个印度的这个甘地呢，他其实对基督教很有兴趣。
So one day he went into a church to hear the preaching.
他到教会去听讲道。
But all the white men says you are black, you don't belong here.
可是那些白种人呢，就说你是黑人，你是黑色的皮肤，你不属于这里。
So they excluded him from the church.
他们就排斥他，不让他进到教会来。
Imagine if they included him.
你想一想，如果那一天他们接纳了他。
What India will be today? How many Christians there will be?
你想呢？在这印度的这国家，会有多少个人成为基督徒呢？
So this church should be a church of what?
我们的教会应该成为怎么样的教会呢？
Church of inclusion, not exclusion.
我们的教会应该是把人带进来，包围他们，而不是把他们隔离。
No matter how bad you think they are in the beginning, right?
不管你当认识那个人的时候，知道他是不好的。
So God is a heavenly Father who loves people.
你还是要接纳他，因为上帝呢是一个爱的上帝。
He wants to include other people in so that at the end they will come home to in repentance.
上帝的爱是要给每一个人的，好让每一个人都能够来到他的面前，带着悔改的心。
But then the Pharisees, they were these 成就导向 people.
可是法利赛人呢，他们是成就导向的人。
They only believe the righteous, those who do good, could come into the kingdom of God.
对他们来说，他们只相信那些肯做好事、善事的人才能够来到神的面前。
Those who meticulously keep the law and observe the rules and regulations can be included in.
那些很小心的遵守每一项律法的人，他们才可以被加进这个宗教里面，这个神这里。
So those who don't measure up to their standards are an outsider.
那些没有遵守律法的人呢，就被看为是外邦人。
So all these tax collectors, all these sinners who are listening to the story, they do not belong to the kingdom of God.
所以他认为这些税吏呢，这些罪人呢，在听耶稣讲道呢，他们根本都不属于是上帝的。
So when that Jesus say this parable,
所以当耶稣讲这个比喻的时候。
He is also telling the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
他也是在跟着法利赛人和这些撒都该人说。
In you practicing your religion,
你们在行出这些宗教的仪式。
You have misrepresented the true and living God the Father.
你们其实已经错过了认识那位真正的永生的活神。
第三点 God.Is not so much a lawyer and a judge. He is a forgiver.
我们的上帝不是一个法官，不是一个律师，但是他是一个赦免赦罪的主。
第四点 ，God is not an angry God.
我们的神第四点，我们的神不是一个愤怒的神。
But he is a Loving Heavenly Father who accepts us when we repent.
而是他是一个慈爱的天父爸爸，当我们悔改认罪，他就接纳我们。
So when Jesus introduced this elder brother into the story,
所以当耶稣在这个故事里面加入了这个大儿子的这个角色，
He challenges all of us too.
他其实是在向我们大家做一个挑战。
We need to renounce our life to religious slavery.
我们要把我们的所有的宗教的这个外表和仪式呢，完全的除去。
This elder brother, he complains to the father.
这个大儿子他向他的爸爸抱怨。
He said, "I have been slaving for you all these years."
他说我跟你已经这么多年了，我已经为你付出了这么多年。
Just like all these scribes and Pharisees, they were thinking we have tried our very best to keep every law that is written in the law of Moses.
就好像这个法利赛人文士他们已经很尽力的去遵守每一个摩西的律法。
When you have a performance mindset,
如果你是有这个成就导向的思想的话，
it's very easy for us when we become Christians to embrace a life of religious striving.
那你成为基督徒的时候呢，你会很容易的掉入这个在宗教方面的这个仪式上的去追求，很挣扎的去追求。
And you get trapped in there and can't come out again.
那你就会好像一个网罗把你网住，你就出不来了。
There are seven common characteristics of the performance mindset.
那在这里呢，有七个这个我们可以看到的有这样子的这个错误的这个思想。
The performance mindset have seven characteristics.
就这个七个成就导向的有七个这个真相。
对不起啊，现在开始十二点哈。Many of you all won't be happy, huh? 哇，我已经肚子饿了。十点，他开始第一点哈。It's what I learned when you go to preach in China, huh? A very bad habit. You go and preach very, very long messages.
这就是我在到中国去讲道的时候，就是有不好的习惯，就是讲很长很长的道。
啊，你不讲长的道，他们。Very hungry for more.
他们很渴慕，他们一直要听得更多。
There was one this preacher who went first time to preach in China.
有一个传道人到中国第一次去讲道。
And he prepared four messages for 4 days.
他四天被邀请去讲道，他就预备了四堂的这个讲义。
So the first day he went to preach.
第一天他去讲道的时候。
He finished his first message.
他第一个信息已经讲完了。
And then he looked at the people, huh?
然后他就看着那些会众。
他们不走，看着他，要更多。So he started preaching his second message.
所以他们不走，所以他就在讲第二堂的信息。
And then finished, and they still look at him, 不走。
讲完了，他们还是看着他，没有离开。
And then he preached his third message.
然后他把他第三堂的信息也讲出来了。
还不走。还看着他 and he preached his fourth message.
最后呢，他还是把第四堂的这个信息也讲出来。
And then the next 3 days he had no more message to preach.
接下来的三天他已经没有信息可以讲了。
Because of that, sometimes I see people hungry, I try to put a lot of things in because every time you come, you speak to people is very precious. You're precious people.
那因为这样子呢，当我看到会众如果很渴慕的话，我会再加多的跟他们讲，尤其是看到这样子的机会是很难得。
啊，你们渴慕吗？渴慕，好 ，OK， seven characteristics that
有这个七个的这个症状，我们来看。
Okay, I try to do it very quickly.
我尽量快一点。
Number one，
第一点呢
，anger，
就是愤怒。
So this elder brother comes home angry when his brother, this elder brother became angry when his brother came home.
大儿子呢，他开始很生气，很愤怒，因为他看到小儿子回来。
Why is the elder brother angry?
为什么这大儿子会愤怒呢？
He was angry because this younger brother has been reinstated without proper punishment.
他很生气，很愤怒，是因为这个儿子做错事了，父亲没有给他应 他应当得到的这个处罚，而他很快的就拿得回了这儿子的身份。
He believes this brother deserves severe reprimanding.
他觉得说这个小儿子呢，应该得到父亲很严格的惩罚。
So he didn't expect his father to forgive him and then reinstate him as his son.
他没有想到爸爸会这么快就原谅了这个弟弟，然后呢，很快的就把这个儿子的身份给回这个弟弟。
还有他拿这个儿子的身份，
还有
的时候会发生什么事？
还有身为儿子的身份呢，他得着了爸爸的财产
啊，又还要分一半哈、哦，他觉得是很不公平嘛，对不对 ？So that's why he got very very angry.
所以这个大儿子呢就很生气，很愤怒
and ，becomes resentful.
所以心里面呢就开始有苦毒了。
Write that down.
请你们写下来。
Are you such a person?
你是不是这样子的人呢？
When you see other people receiving benefits from God,
当你看到别人从上帝那里领受祝福的时候，
Are you happy for them or you feel resentful?
请问你是为他高兴，还是你心里面开始觉得不舒服？
You see other people receiving benefits.Do you become angry that you did not receive those benefits?
你会因为别人得着了这些好处，这些祝福，那你没有得着，那你开始心里面愤怒呢？
Anger is the emotion one feels when you don't achieve your goals and other people do.
这里的愤怒呢，是当别人呢，他没有做到而得到的祝福，而你呢，你没有得着，你就感到很愤怒。
Number two,
第二点，
没有爱。第二点，
no love.
第二点是愤怒，第二点是没有爱。So this elder brother, he refused to go in to join the party.
所以这个大儿子因为愤怒，他就不要进去参加那个 party。
This elder brother in Jewish culture is supposed to be the host who represents the father.
那在犹太人的这个文化和习俗里面呢，大儿子应该是代表爸爸，成为那个家的主人，去接待这些来宾。
But he refused to even join the party.
可是他却不要进去。
And so his refusal, his anger, his rebellion is very, very public for everyone to see.
那也就是说，他的这个愤怒呢？他的生气呢，他不肯进去，已经是很公开式的让大家知道了。
你会这样吗？有时候很 doesn't care 啊、I refuse go on strike。
有时候你会这样子吗？你就愤怒，所以你就开始很公开的表露出来
show your all your dislikes concerning this。
那你会表露出你这里心里面这样子的感受出来。
But this father, he does something quite extraordinary.
可是这个爸爸呢，他却做了一件很不一样的这个表这个回应。
He goes out to his elder son.
他去到这个大儿子那里。
And please him, please come on in.
然后就跟他说，你请你进来吧。
The fathers have the right to punish his elder son.
这个爸爸呢，他本来也有这个他可以去惩罚这个大儿子。
For all his no manners and all the way he treats the guests.
他可以惩罚这个大儿子，因为他没有礼貌，他把他的愤怒很
But again,
很公开式的表露出来。
He did not want to exclude him, discipline, but he said, "Please come in." It's quite amazing.
但是呢，他并没有这样子，他却把大儿子请进来。
So the next point, write that down.
所以另外一点我们要写下来。
The Heavenly Father always choose reconciliation instead of retaliation.
看到我们的慈爱的天父呢，他常常都是要把人赢回，而不是要以恶报恶的心态。
So the love of the elder brother seems non-existent.
所以我们看到在这大儿子他的心是好像没有爱。
So when we try to earn God's love,
所以就好像他想要赢得上帝的爱。
It's like what we try to earn God's love, strive to earn God's love.
就好像我们很挣扎的去赢得神的爱。
But we ourselves are very unloving people.
那我们自己呢，却是一个很不可爱的人。
Quick to judge, slow to show mercy.
我们很容易呢就去论断人，然后很难呢去怜悯人。
你是这样的人吗？第三点 ，rude，
没有礼貌。
So this elder son replies and said to the father, 看你这个小儿子哈。
这个大儿子就跟父亲说，你看你的小儿子。
So he doesn't refer to his own brother.
他并没有说你看我们的弟弟。
But he said, this son of yours.
他说你看你这个儿子啊。
People with performance mindset.
如果一个是以成就导向的这个的人的思想的话。
Are not good at treating people with respect and honor.
他就很不会用尊荣和尊敬的态度去对人。
They order them around.
他会很指挥人做事。
And sometimes become very rude to them.
那无形中就会变成非常的无礼。
十分钟。第四点呢，哈。Number four. Driven.
第四点就是你要被引导。
So all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
他跟爸爸说，我常和你同在，我都从来没有违背过你。
So number four is, therefore you are a person who is driven.
那你是一个被什么东西引导的人。
So he is a slave to earning his father's love through performance.
那这个大儿子呢，他的心呢是好像一个奴仆的心这样子，要赢得父亲。
And as I said, a master-slave relationship rather than a father-child relationship.
所以大儿子跟他爸爸的关系并不是父亲和儿子的关系，而是一个奴仆跟一个主人的关系。
So they look to things like someone who is willing to work hard, work long hours, and then they deserve reward.
那他觉得说他已经替爸爸做了这么多，那么这么的辛苦，他应该得着爸爸给他的这个。
And this is the same kind of feeling a 成就导向 person have.
这个祝福，所以成就导向的人就会有这样子的心态。
So if they find someone who doesn't seem to work hard, they will look down on them.
成就导向的人如果看到一个人比较不够勤劳的话呢，他就会轻看他。
第五，增进 competitive，
就是你有增进有比较的心。
So what does the elder brother say to his father？
这个大儿子跟爸爸怎么说？
I worked hard and didn't get a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends。
他说我已经这么殷勤的做，你并没有给我一只山羊羔和我的朋友一起来庆祝。
My younger brother didn't work hard.
我这个小弟弟都没有没有为你做些什么好的。
And he got the best cow to celebrate for his friends.
你竟然把最肥的牛来杀了来庆祝。
Are you a competitive person?
请问你是不是有这个比较的心态？
Performance mindset person have a competitive mindset too.
有成就导向的人呢，他们心中也会有这个常常有比较的心态。
They might not say it out, but they can't stand other people ahead of them all the time.
他可能没有嘴没有说出来，但如果看到别人比自己好的时候，他的心里面会很不舒服。
He just wants to be the first.
因为他自己就常常要成为第一。
做基督徒会不会啊？会哈，在教会有这样的人吗？有吗？哈 ，Every church we find sometimes competition.
每一个教会我们都可以发现到有人有基督徒是这样子，常常爱比较。
And when you are such a fiercely competitive person,
如果你是一个很在意、很有这个比较的心态的话
，then the church becomes not a very very joyful place to be in, right?
那教会呢，就会变成不是一个很喜乐的地方了。
第六 ，self-centered，
就是自私。
This elder brother was very self-centered.
这个大儿子呢，他很自私。
All he cares about is himself and his own gains.
他所想到的就是他自己的利益，自己该得到的。
So to some people, the world revolves around themselves and their rights.
对有一些人呢，他生命里面他所注重的就是他自己跟他自己应该得的他的权利。
第七，骄傲。The elder brother is clearly a very proud person.
大儿子呢，他是很骄傲的一个人。
So he makes claim about his own performance all the time.
所以呢，他就跟爸爸说他有多好，做了什么。
So he has this self-righteous superiority over other people.
他自以为是，总觉得自己比别人更好。
So here we are. We have all 第七点哈 ，seven points there.
所以我刚说了这七个重点。
If you haven't written it down, I repeat them, huh? One, anger.
第一个是愤怒。
Two, 没有爱。第三 ，rude.
第三就是没有礼貌。
Four, a driven slave personality.
第四呢，就是以奴仆的心指引他。
第五 ，competitive.
第五是比较的心态。
第六 self-centered
第六是自私
第七是 proud
第七是骄傲
Have the musician come here
OK 请
Just the keyboard player will do
思琴
Father we Thank you for this parable.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个比喻的故事。
Preach millions of times.
这比喻呢，曾经被很多人传讲了很多很多次。
But each time it brings out a certain meaning.
可是每一次都带出不同的意思。
This parable have different meanings for different people here.
这个比喻呢
This morning.
今天早上对某一些人有某一个意思。
Luke chapter 15 is about finding the lost.
路加福音十五章是讲到要把迷失的找回来。
The lost sheep among the 100 sheep was found.
一百只羊里有一只羊迷失了，要把这一只羊找回来。
The lost coin was found by the owner.
遗失的这个钱也被主人找回来。
The lost younger son came home to the father.
这个迷失的浪子小儿子也被爸爸找回来。
But very often we forget about This elder son.
但是我们在这故事中常常忘记了这个大儿子。
Does this elder son refers to you?
请问这个大儿子的心态，你是不是也有这样子
？Living a driven life based on performance.
你活出的生命就是在于你自己的表现。
But yet within you, so much of unhappiness.
虽然你努力的表现，但是你心中其实有那么多的不愉快、不快乐。
All these hurts.
心里面的创伤。
All these pains in your heart.
心里面的伤痛。
Covered up by all the works.You have done in your life.
透过你生命中你所做的一切来掩盖你里面的伤痛。
But inside still feeling so dissatisfied.
虽然这样子，你内心里面仍然是感觉到很不满足。
Never seems to have done enough.
你常感觉到你做的不够多，不够好。
All the demands in your life.
生命中有那么多的要求，对你的要求。
Driven by your father's demands.
或者是你父亲对你的要求。
But the Heavenly Father, He is here right now.
但是现在你的天父爸爸在这里。
He has come to accept you for who you are.
他来接纳你，按照着你的形象接纳你。
Not having any demands on you.
他对你并没有放下任何的要求。
He just wants to welcome you.
他就是要欢迎你。
Becoming my son and daughter.
欢迎你要成为他的儿子，他的女儿。
没有条件，没有叫你做什么，他要你回来。今天早上到他的家里面，不要站在外面，你的天父找你，他叫你回来，回来到他的家里面，他不要你在外面一个人这么孤单，这么不开心，他的爱要环绕你，他要拥抱你，他要叫你儿女，我爱你到底，不要用神学观看我，因为我的儿子好像你一样给人别想，给人拒绝，给人冒犯，给人欺负，因为你，因为我，他来到这个世界，知道我们的心，知道我们想什么，知道我们的软弱，他要来今天早上给你丰盛的生命，三位一体真神，他们都在这里来服侍我们。谢谢你，耶稣，谢谢你，天父。谢谢你，圣灵，你带下的生命，我们都不明白这么深。我们进入你的国，是进入一般，没有全人进入。 今天我要进入，哦，拥抱你的爱。我要承认我有缺乏在我的生命里面，每一个软弱，每一个孤单，每一个在里面的伤痛，我要交给你，耶稣。到他跟你说话，今天早上不要错过这个机会，他给你，你来到前面承认，我有大儿子的心态，但是我很爱你，耶稣，我悔改，在你的面前，我知道你会包容我，不撇下我。下你的面具，不要怕丢脸，不要怕没有时间，圣灵在这里等你，他要降临他的爱给你。今天是新的时刻，今天是新的生命。过去你接受耶稣做你的主，今天你接受天父做你的爸爸。你说天父，我好像浪子回来，放下我没有爱，放下我的愤怒，放下我自己的 self-righteousness， 放下我的骄傲，到你的面前来。他在现在等你到前边，你说耶稣，我要真认识你，你知道他叫你的名，你到前面来，耶稣。天父，今天他要 gather all his children，
今天天父要召集他的儿女，
你是他的儿女吗？你要进入更深吗？到他的国，在他的家，你到前面来，现在、yes。你觉得他叫你，你来，不要看别人，神跟你说话，even if you are a Christian， what I say today applies to you.
基督徒或者不是基督徒, 刚才我所分享的神的话,
so 我要进入更深主, 我认识你不够, 神, 我认识你不够, 我要更深认识你, 耶稣你来, 对神说话, 对神, 更深进入你的国，我要追你，哦主，你知道，也是你来。 是你来包容我。